Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, January 23rd, 2015. It is all the geek without the wait. Gathered around the table today to find folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know, we're on Facebook and Twitter and those forums that you might love, you may not. But gathered here today, though, the man that damn well knows how things are supposed to go, it's Saucy.
Cartoon bears never wear pants.
That's right. That's always what I say. Any situation, I always say that. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
As your good friend, you need no catchphrase.
Okay, well, I'll work on that. So what happened, yo?
So in 1789, Georgetown University was established as the future site of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Oh, I've heard of that place. 1793, the first aid emergency organization, the Human Society of Philadelphia, was incorporated.
1942, Earl Tupper bought his first manufacturing plant to introduce his invention, Tupperware, to the public in 1945.
Nice. 1973, Neil Young stopped his concert in New York to make an announcement that brought the house down. When he told people that the U.S. reached an accord in the Vietnam War, the crowd cheered and cried.
1977, the TV miniseries Roots began airing on ABC and became the most watched TV program in history.
1988, New Hampshire school teacher Christia McAuliffe and six crewmates arrived at Cape Canaveral, Florida, preparing for the ill-fated flight aboard the space shuttle Challenger.
1991, the world's largest oil spill caused by embattled Iraqi forces in Kuwait began flowing in the Persian Gulf.
2002, reporter Daniel Pearl was kidnapped in Karachi, Pakistan. He was subsequently murdered.
And in 2005, legendary Tonight Show host Johnny Carson died at the age of 79.
Indeed. We'll miss you, sir. Birthdays?
Kyle Newcheck is 31, filmmaker and creator of Workaholics.
Nice. Julie Jones is 34. That's Leah from the Twilight Saga.
Tiffany Thiessen is 41. Valerie Malone on Beverly Hills 90210 and Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell.
Lene Chapman is 42. That's Lieutenant Vanessa Damphouse on Space Above and Beyond.
Mariska Hargitay is 51. Detective Olivia Benson on Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Gail O'Grady is 52. Helen on American Dreams. Donna on NYPD Blue.
Richard Anderson is 65. Brigadier General on Stargate SG-1.
He's also MacGyver. I'm going to skip over that. 71 years old today, Rutger Hauer. The man is in Sin City. He's Roy Batty in Blade Runner. He's in Split Second. He's in an amazing amount. He's in Nighthawks. The man is awesome and incredible.
Gil Gerard is 72. Captain William Buck Rogers in Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Sonny Chiba is 76. Kamada in Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, and Hattori Hanzo in Kill Bill.
Arlene Galanka is 79. Millie Swanson on The Andy Griffith Show.
No longer with us, born this date 1918, Ernie Kovacs, an amazing pioneering comic who was way, way, way ahead of his time.
And 1910, Django Reinhardt. He was a Belgian gypsy jazz guitarist. Interesting.
Someone had to be. 1737, John Hancock, patriot of the American Revolution, and signed the Declaration of Independence really, 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 really damn big. And we'll be able to talk about that soon on TV.
Oh. Tonight on ABC, Last Man Standing, Cristela, and Shark Tank.
CBS with a new Undercover Boss, but reruns of Hawaii Five-0 and Blue Bloods.
New Constantine and Grimm on NBC.
Fox, it's World's Funniest Fails in the new Glee.
New Heart of Dixie on the CW.
ABC Family is showing Rock of Ages, so if you missed it, all the times your friends showed it to you when they said they found the coolest thing ever.
New Treehouse Masters on Animal Planet.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing Terminator Salvation and then showing Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines. So the fourth one and the third one.
The Fugitive on CMT.
Comedy Central with Pineapple Express. Edited for TV like mad, I'm sure.
Right,
but damn it, yeah.
Die Hard on Encore.
Discovery Channel, we're back hitting the glory hole with Jack Hoffman and Alaskan Gold Rush.
FXN, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
FXX, The Simpsons from Season 22, the Cheech and Chong episode,
nice.
Where Cheech and Chong drop by and break up, oh no.
Tonight on FX, Immortals.
Immortals? Yeah. IFC, Innovative Film Channel, Scott Pilgrim versus the World in a new episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Rush Hour on HBO Family.
BBC America with Hellboy.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier on Stars.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of 12 Monkeys and Helix.
The Grateful Dead movie on VH1 Classic.
TBS is premiering King of the Nerds. Nerds!
Rush Hour on HBO Family.
Okay, Turner Classic Movies with Biloxi Blues, but if we're watching anything tonight, we're staying up late to watch the Sci-Fi Channel because a meteorologist and her husband must prevent devastating storms from destroying her city. Tonight, Nicole DeBoer, friend of the show, stars in NYC Tornado Terror.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
It's pretty lame. Dearest Saucy, QWERTY is so the desktop, or in VeggieTales case, the countertop computer who helps Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber display Bible verses after the What We Have Learned Today song. Until I figure out how all those VeggieTales characters do all that stuff with no hands, make mine GRD. That's from Zach. So yeah, QWERTY. People know what that is. If you'd like to drop a note with your own personal reflections with QWERTY, by all means do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. We're going to get our ass closer to the weekend in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Norm Sherman, host of the Drabblecast, the weekly flash fiction podcast magazine that brings strange stories by strange authors to strange listeners. We do sci-fi, fantasy, horror. We do funny, strange, and gross. The short stories that your favorite authors were too embarrassed to send to anyone else. I mean, where else are you going to hear things like this? Christ, Terry, what the hell is that thing?
I don't know, but it ain't no speckled perch. I can tell you that much.
It was a prank, a little kidnapping. Not dolphin aside. Emperor Mertzatz clenched his fists.
I'll get that panda!
The Drabblecast. Short, fun, different. Check us out at drabblecast.org.
Hey, you're geeking out on Geek Radio Daily with Nicole DeBoer.
And no longer in danger of tornadoes, since she can handle that because she's been in a movie that lets her do that. You got to believe in these things, right?
Right, right.
Suspension of disbelief. With the weekend coming up.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Tons of people do. Some of those things even get made, including
the new Jennifer Aniston movie, Cake. It's basically about her being in a chronic support pain group, and one of her group mates commits suicide.
Very special episode. Mordecai is out today. This is the Johnny Depp, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ewan McGregor, art dealer Charles Mordecai searches for stolen paintings that's reportedly linked to a lost bank account filled with Nazi gold, and it kind of looks like he wants to do his own Inspector Clouseau. I don't know. I got a bad feeling about this film.
Jennifer Lopez trying to do movies again with The Boy Next Door.
Oh my goodness, she has sex with someone that turns out to be a student.
It's okay, she's still Jenny from the block.
Hey, that's all right. That's all she's trying to do. That's all she's trying to do. Strange Magic is out. This is the thing brought to us by the mind, apparently, of Mr. George Lucas, Evan Rachel Wood, Elijah Kelly, Kristen Chenoweth. It's a fairy tale inspired by A Midsummer Night's Dream, centered around goblin, elf, fairy, and imp characters, and then misadventures sparked by a battle over a powerful potion.
I would check it out.
I mean, you know, there's got to be worse things for kids. Hopefully that's
about the only thing that I would actually pay money to see this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. So you don't want to go see Mordecai's mustache?
No.
Can't say I blame you.
No. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So X-Men Days of Future Past was so good that we're finally getting X-Men Apocalypse. And since we sort of reset the button, we get to throw out some of the other things like the Wolverine Origins movie. So now we have to cast young versions of the original X-Men characters from the first film because we're going to be in the 80s, baby. Oh, yeah, we are. So Storm, Jean Grey, and Cyclops have all been cast. You got Alexandria Shipp from Aaliyah, the Prince of whatever. She's going to be Storm. You got Sansa Stark herself, Sophie Turner, playing Jean Grey, which is pretty cool. And Ty Sheridan from Tree of Life and stuff is going to be playing Cyclops. And, you know, Bryan Singer announced this over Twitter, so it's official. There it is. We've got mutants cast, so go hunt them down, you damn dirty sentinels.
In 2013 alone, over 79,000 children around the world were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. A tremendous step forward has been made in the treatment of this disease with a 4-year-old boy from Australia. He was fitted with the world's first commercially available artificial pancreas, which automatically regulates his insulin levels.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty great. So I didn't even...
it's a computer? It's bionic? What the hell is it?
It's something. I mean, it's just like you get like the pacemakers, I guess, the artificial hearts, artificial sure. whatevers. Sure. It's a pancreas.
Okay.
It's all a working right. pancreas. You can expect to pick it up for $8,100 US.
That's pretty good, actually. Cheaper than I thought it was going to be. So we talked before about CBS and their Supergirl TV show, how they had the suit and nothing else. Well, now they finally have something to put in it. Because Melissa Benoist, who I always say her name wrong, from Glee, from Whiplash, has been cast as Kara Zor-El in the upcoming series. Now, of course, Laura Vandervoort played her before on Smallville in a slightly different version of it, but what are you going to do? Which is going to put yet another superhero show out there on TV. Now, is the market finally going to crash in on upon itself? I have no idea. So yeah, this is going to be, you know, Supergirl's cousin gets to come to Earth and redo the Smallville series, but from her point of view, not having to deal with the crap he did.
So Africa is on the track to feed itself within the next 15 years.
Yeah?
Bill and Melinda Gates have made it their foundation's latest project to work with the agriculture of Africa. It looks like most of Africa's agriculture is being imported in, $500 million alone to Vietnam last year for rice. So this could be a big step for them.
So terraforming? They're kind of doing the Genesis Project, but here
I
on Earth?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird because
be cool.
It's desert there. You know, not to belittle anything, but Sam Kinison once said, you know, there's, you know, nothing grows here. Nothing's gonna grow here. Well, it's reboot time. Or remake, if you will. Simon West, who, you know, directed Expendables 2, who directed Con Air and other things, is going to be doing the second remake of the original 1958 classic, The Blob. Steve McQueen.
You're a blob.
Steve McQueen and Mrs. Crump starred in the original version of The Blob. Don't know if you knew that. And it was a huge hit at drive-ins. It was funny. Steve McQueen got very famous after that. He said he needed the work bad because they're like, okay, we'll pay you straight up or we'll give you like a percentage of the profits. And he's like, this thing's not going to make any movie. And it went on to become like this underground classic. And he always wanted to get part of that back. It was remade in the 80s and actually a pretty fantastic version starring Kevin Dillon. So the story can adapt to be done right. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. It's got to be better, of course, than the 1972 Son of Blob, which was a TV movie that was incredibly awful. And what many people may not know is that it was directed and I believe maybe even written by Mr. Larry Hagman, J.R. Ewing himself. And that's, I'm pretty sure, why his ass got shot. So yeah, if you like that stuff, you can come follow that and learn about that and even more things, including Resident Evil's got one more movie, Star-Lord and Captain America have a Super Bowl bet, and Pro Tools is going to have a free version. So podcasters, musicians, GOD's license of the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by and like us on Facebook, on Twitter, and stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop us a note as well. Podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Enjoy that weekend. You're going to be hearing our voices again real soon. It's kind of a threat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't mean for it to be.
A little bit, yeah.
That was lame.
We're coming for you, Barbara.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Ten Hauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.